The new commissioner of Sierra Leone's Anti-Corruption Commission, Abdul Tijan Cole, has worked as a human rights lawyer and for international justice bodies. Many say the man he is replacing, Henry Joko Smart, failed to do enough to investigate corruption and bring those responsible to trial. A top official in the ruling All People's Congress Party, Alimama Karoma, says the new government of President Ernest Karoma wants to outdo the former administration's efforts in battling corruption.
I cannot say they did nothing. They did something, but they could have done more. And that's what they're looking forward to do more in the area of cutting corruption.
Experts say corruption has stifled the resource-rich nation's ability to rebuild its infrastructure and economy following civil war. Saliu Kamara of the Freetown-based watchdog Network Movement for Justice and Development says the dismissal of former Commissioner Joko Smart was what people wanted and expected.
The sacking or dismissal from the Anti-Corruption Commission did not actually come as a big surprise to many Sierra Leoneans, because, I mean, based on his performance, many people knew, even before the elections, that he was going to be, one of the first casualties.
He says that after the war, people were hopeful the anti-graft body would help bring an end to impunity. He says many expressed disappointment and frustration when high-ranking officials charged with corruption were not brought to court. Earlier this year, Britain, Sierra Leone's former colonial ruler and biggest financial backer, criticized the commission for its poor performance. Kamara says the first challenge for the new commissioner will be to restore confidence in the Anti-Corruption Commission and its commitment to its work.
People have lost confidence in the institution of the Anti-Corruption Commission. They have a responsibility in the first place to restore that confidence and trust.
Kamara says the commission staff is small, and so Sierra Leoneans must provide information to the commission about possible cases of corruption. He says citizens are not likely to do that if they are not confident the commission will follow through and bring those guilty to justice. The monitoring group Transparency International recently released a list of nations with the highest perceived rates of corruption. Sierra Leone ranked among the world's worst at 150 of about 180 countries. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.